Hello.
Hello, Sabrina.
Hi, Kevin.
Hey, how are you?
I'm okay.
Do you have a moment?
Yeah, I do.
Okay. I'm working on your approval right now. My underwriter had a couple questions. We've got two sets of tax returns here for the two separate companies.
I sent you my... One of them, it's on a, it's on a extension, and it's not even opening yet. So I didn't give you tax returns for that one. It was like, I changed my company's name. So the two sets of tax returns, if you look at it, you have to add them together to generate that amount. It was like from January to like June, it was one set of taxes. And then from June to December was the other set. So that's basically what it is. Merged together will be 1 year.
So the Mimi nail, well, what I have is I have a Mimi nail for 2013.
Uh-huh. Right. And then you have a... Mm-hmm.
And then I have a 14 for Maya now.
Yeah. I changed the name of the business.
Okay. Is the ownership... I noticed that there was another owner of Maya Nail. I'm sorry, of Mimi Nail.
Yeah.
He was 75%.
Yeah, he's bought out.
Okay.
So it's, when I bought him out, I... basically change the name.
Okay, can you send me paperwork for that? I just need to be able to explain that, because the way it looks, you know, on the tax returns, that it's, you know, essentially Maya Nails is a brand new corp. But, you know, like you said, I'd like to be able to use the time and business of the other company as well as the numbers. But I have to show that it was actually a name change and not just one company being dissolved and a new one starting.
Yeah.
Does that make sense?
Yeah, that makes sense. What is it that you need me to put?
Well, did you have a buy sell agreement? Did you have a name change agreement or addendum that you filed with the state? Usually you file something with the state just showing that it's a name change, like I said, as opposed to, you know, dissolving a corporation and starting a brand new one up. You know, if there's a history that shows that it was actually a name change that you had filed, then I can show that, and I can, you know, again, I can show that it's one corporation that's been in business for a little while and that the numbers should actually be combined. It's not just a new company that's been in business for, you know, a shorter amount of time that made less. That's all that I need.
I have, like, I think I should have the buyout with him, but I'm out of town. I mean, not out of town. I'm out of my house to look at my laptop to get that. But it's basically on... I did, let me see what else. Yeah, but it's the same DBA. If you look at it, like, that's just a corporation, but it's the same DBA since 2012.
No, I understand that, but the DBA is actually less important than the corp name. DBA is definitely going to help because the bank statements are in the DBA name. And I can see the two separate locations, but I'm not sure, you know, is there two separate locations running now, or is it just
both
one?
Yeah, both of them are running.
Okay.
It's two, yeah.
So, you know, it all makes sense. I just have to have a paper trail to explain it. I also have to show that there's not another owner that would need to sign on the loan as well. So, you know, I just kind of need that information so that I can, you know, unfortunately nowadays, as you know, since the recession, nothing is stated anymore. You have to prove everything with documentation. So it's not a big deal. You're still going to get approved. I just have to explain. I have to let them know that what we're doing is accurate. So when we document the loan, you know, they know that everything is proper, that everything's under the right corporation, that there's one owner, not two. You know, we just have to make sure that, you know, we're doing it the right way.
Okay.
And of course, none of that happens until I give you the numbers and you review it. But we do everything on the front end, as opposed to giving you an approval and going through numbers and then coming back to you and saying, "Oh, well, we need all this information to give you the money." Does that make sense?
Okay. So you're saying that you need it first before I know what I'm up against.
In order for me to give you an approval, I need that information.
Yeah. No, that's fine. Okay. So what I'll do is, we didn't order, hold on. Yeah, we didn't order that. Yeah, I'm sorry. So I can do that. Just give me like about 30 minutes. I'm actually having lunch.
Okay.
Hello? Yeah, I'm having lunch.
Yeah, no problem.
Okay, but am I, once I do that, am I going to get approval? Like,
yeah, you'll get an approval. You know, being that, you know, it's now 2 o'clock, the approval probably won't be till tomorrow, but yes, you'll get approved. I mean, it's all based on your numbers for the most part. I just have to be able to, you know, explain the story as to what's happened with the corporation the last couple of years.
Okay. All right. Okay. So you guys don't go off of the personal credit?
Well, as long as there hasn't been a bankruptcy or anything major in the last 6 months, then no. It's just all based on your bank statements and your credit card statements.
Okay. All right. Okay. So that's what, because remember I told you that my credit score dropped, so. And
yeah,
you're like, oh, it's no big deal. Okay. All right, because that's what I was like, oh, well, maybe it's not going to happen. But okay, so I'll do that. I'll send you over. Give me about in like 30 minutes to an hour, and can I call you back to make sure that I'm sending you the right thing?
Yep, you can call me anytime.
Okay, all right, thank you.
All right, you got it.
Bye-bye.
Talk to you soon.